Roxanne J. Cody is the founder of the R.J. Julia Booksellers in Madison, Connecticut. The store hosts over 200 author events each year, and a few years ago, Cody asked many of the authors who appeared at the store to write about a book that changed their lives. That book, The Book That Changed My Life, has now just been published in paperback. All proceeds are to go to a nonprofit literacy organization called Read to Grow. WMNF recently interviewed Roxanne Cody. We began by asking her of the 71 short essays in the book, which one was her favorite?
I'd say that there were two that were most striking to me. One was Billy Collins, who was our poet laureate, and I think just the most fun and fabulous as a poet. And he picked The Yearling and Lolita. Now, you wouldn't think these two books go together, right? Somehow Billy Collins makes you think they go together. So that was a pretty striking juxtaposition and a fun essay to read. And the other was Ben Cheever, who's John Cheever's son and an absolutely talented, hilarious writer in his own right. And he picked a book called The Denial of Death, which I had never heard of. It was a Pulitzer Prize-winning book in the early 70s and made me want to read it immediately. I mean, immediately, when he submitted the piece, which I did go out and read. And I would say it would be now on my list of books that changed my life.
Most of these essays are relatively short and to the point. Did you put these authors on celebrities on a hard word limit, or did you have to do much editing? Yeah,
I did. Because you know what, Mitch, I wanted it to not be treatises that felt like, you know, precocious English graduate students writing in a way that would reaffirm the idea that reading is now for the elite. I wanted it to have a very kind of populist, short, and to the point kind of energy so that everyone could be reminded about that books can change your life, and you don't need to be somebody wanting to read the Odyssey in the original Greek.
Right, right.
And I think by keeping it short, I think it did two things. One is I think it made it easier for them to get done because they didn't have to, it didn't have to be genius. It had to be from the heart. And I think that's a much more compelling way to talk about this.
We were speaking with Roxanne Cody, who's edited the book that changed my life, now out in paperback. You know, there certainly are some very well-known books mentioned by the authors in the book here. And then there's some titles that are definitely not that well-known. In the case, of course, of you mentioned Mr. Cheever inspired you to pick up Denial of Death. Is that something else that you hope that comes out of this, where other readers will learn about books that they never heard of that will inspire them to go pick them up?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, even in the case of rereading books, like I certainly read To Kill a Mockingbird when I was in 7th or 8th grade, but just reading one of these essays, I thought, gee, I wonder if I would have a different view of it if I picked it up now. And I was utterly engrossed in this book as if I had never read it. I was reminded of what a brilliant book it is. I was reminded of how relevant it is, how contemporary it feels. So even if it's books that you've read, sometimes you read these essays and I thought, you know, wouldn't it be funny to reread Marjorie Morningstar? You know, I wonder if that's like a dopey book, or is that, you know, would I just be reminded of what a dopey 12-year-old I was when I read it, or would I look at it with kind of a nostalgic eye of who I was at 12 years old?
Found historian Doris Kearns Goodwin's essay on Barbara Tuchman's The Guns of August to be particularly illuminating, because Doris Kearns Goodwin basically says in her piece that reading that book really defined how she's gone about doing her work ever since.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, you see, the other thing that's kind of neat is, although there's a wide range of type of authors and there's an enormous range of the books that they talk about, a kind of a common element is mostly they talk about books that they read as teenagers. Because when you're a teenager, you're, you know, a little more impressionable. You are, trying to figure out who you are. You're trying to figure out what the world is about. You're trying to figure out where you fit in the world. So as they talk about these books, just like you're talking about Doris Kearns Goodwin, there's something kind of intimate in the way they talk about them, because they're going back and visiting their younger self.